Hey friends, it's Katie here and welcome back to Proof to Product. Today I wanted to answer a really great question that I received from a student. It's a simple one on the surface, but it actually opens the door to a really important conversation about how we are approaching wholesale as product-based business owners. So here's the question. Lindsay asked, I just opened on Faire recently. What now? Am I supposed to be pitching my products? I'm a total newbie. So first off, yes, Lindsay, the simple answer here is yes, you should always be pitching your products proactively to stores. But there's a lot more to unpack here, and that's what I want to do on the podcast today. Before we do, I want to invite you to a free workshop that I'm hosting on August 12th at 9 o'clock Pacific time. This is a brand new workshop that I just put together. I will tell you, this summer's wholesale buying season has been very eye-opening for me. As someone who has been in the wholesale game for over 17 years and I've worked closely with tens of thousands of wholesale brands that are thriving, it gives me a really unique viewpoint to spot mistakes and missed opportunities, but more importantly, it allows me to open up solutions and potential opportunities for those of you that are facing a sales slump. So the market is changing, and our strategies need to shift with it. In this free workshop, I'm going to talk about how you can land consistent wholesale orders without over-relying on Faire, without sending out bad wholesale pitches, and without discounting. So if this sounds like something you want to participate in and listen into, to RSVP for this free workshop, go to prooftoproduct.com/RSVP. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/RSVP. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. All right, let's get back to the question submitted by Lindsay. She said, I just opened my Faire store recently. What now? Am I supposed to be pitching my products? I'm a total newbie here. Okay, so first off, Lindsay, congrats on getting your shop started on Faire. It's a big step, and I'm glad that you're taking it seriously because the truth is that many people don't realize until much later in their wholesale journey that Faire is just one tool in your wholesale toolbox. And just like any tool, it works best when you are actively using it, not just when it's sitting on the shelf collecting dust. So just because you have opened the shop and you've now listed your products on Faire, that does not mean that the buyers are magically going to show up to purchase. I don't know if you all remember this movie, but Field of Dreams, it was one of my favorites as a kid. They had this phrase in the movie that said, if you build it, they will come. And that is not the case with Faire. Faire is a marketplace, and it can be a very crowded one depending on what types of products you're selling and which categories you're in. But that saturation can also make the buyers feel overwhelmed with choice, right? If they have a lot of different brands to choose from, they may not be able to see or they may not notice the newer brands that are on the market. So if you are not actively pitching and following up and driving traffic to your Faire shop, you may get buried in the noise. So you absolutely want to be pitching your products and telling people you're there. Now, I want to zoom out for a second because this question gets to a bigger mindset shift that I want all my students and all the listeners to hear. Wholesale is a long game. It's not a list your stuff and hope it sells kind of game, right? It's not a wait for fair market week and then scramble game. This is a year-round strategy. And I coach my folks to have consistent touch points, intentional outreach, and really a smart layering of your sales and marketing. Now, we do have heightened, you know, sales strategies that we use during key buying seasons. But I want you to think about wholesale as if you are planting a garden. You don't just throw seeds out there once a year and expect it to harvest, right? Like you need to water it, you need to fertilize it, you need to nurture, you prune. And yes, you plant a little extra when the season calls for it, but wholesale works the same way. You should be pitching your products year round. You should be nurturing your existing wholesale accounts. You should be warming up any leads or prospects that you want to work with. And we're going to build visibility. And that's going to be something we do year round. So before, during, and after things like Fair Market Week or Trade Show Week or buying seasons, we need to be talking about what we sell, who it's for, and connecting with folks all year round. And the truth of the matter is that buyers are buying year round now too. So while they might be looking to specific buying seasons for seasonal product or, you know, perhaps some discounts that come with the market season, they are buying year round. Now, don't get me wrong, Fair has a lot going for it. I always tell people use Fair thoughtfully, use it strategically, but also know its capabilities and know its strengths and weaknesses. Fair has made wholesale more accessible for both brands and retailers. They have net terms. They have like pretty easy reordering opportunities. They offer a lot of things that smaller brands can't offer to the stores. So that does help the buyer say yes to purchasing more easily. But again, we cannot treat Fair as our entire wholesale strategy. In fact, the most successful brands who are selling through Fair, they view Fair as a support tool. So it's not the driver of their business. In fact, most of them are using it as a point of sale platform where they're nurturing their accounts, they're pushing traffic to the platform, and then the buyers are going there to check out and place their orders. But again, these are brands who send traffic to their Fair page intentionally, and they use that platform in conjunction with the direct outreach they're doing, the general marketing that they're doing, and they can also then talk about some of the things like the benefits to buyers, like extended terms and things like that. I will also say that the folks that are doing really well on Fair are leveraging some of the added tools that Fair has to offer, so like collections and the messaging features and things like that too. So one of the things is if you are going to use a platform, understand the platform thoroughly and understand how the tool works and understand which pieces of the tool would benefit your business and then leverage those. Like we could leverage these different options for your brand. And if something doesn't work for you, you don't have to use that too, right? Okay, so what does being proactive actually look like? I teach these strategies inside of Paper Camp. We have email templates, we have workflows that you could follow and adjust for your own business needs. But really, it's a couple of pieces that are core to your foundations. First off is sending regular emails to your wholesale list. There's so much we could talk about here. I have a whole class on it. We talk about it in labs. We talk about it in Paper Camp. But the key things to highlight are your different product categories, any promotions that you're offering, your new releases. One misnomer I hear a lot from folks is like that you have to be releasing product all the time so that you have something to market and talk about. And that's just not true. You could talk about your bestsellers of the quarter. You could talk about specific categories of your products. There's just so much that we could talk about. And I have actually a pretty big chip on my shoulder when it comes to marketing and email because so many of our customers want to hear from us and so many brands are afraid to send those emails. So if this is you, send me a DM. I'll send you to a free workshop that'll help you like with ideas for what to put in your emails. Okay. Another thing you could do and be proactive about is following up with buyers. And this is not just during Fair Market, but I've been thinking about Fair Market quite a bit as I'm recording this. And there's a lot that you could do after Fair Market Week to send personalized touch points and suggestions, messages to the people that purchased from you, but also the people that didn't purchase from you. There is an opportunity to kind of recoup those people who may have passed on you the first time and get them to come back and take another look at your brand. So don't underestimate the follow-up that comes after a buying season, but also year-round too as people are buying. You could also be proactive with social media. You can tease what's coming. You can showcase your new products. You can show seasonal assortments. You could share testimonials from your stockist. You can show product in action. There's like so much we can do with social media. Now, I will also add a caveat here that like it can feel like a rabbit hole sometimes and you know, we feel like we're shouting into the void. I also feel like social media is a much stronger tool for direct-to-consumer sales rather than wholesale sales, but buyers are watching. They are paying attention. They want to see what you're doing. So social media is a great way to be proactive too. Direct mail. Direct mail is like huge. Sending postcards, sending catalogs, sending samples, particularly before big buying windows, or if you know that there's a certain store that would benefit from your new product release or maybe a category they had overlooked that you've had for a while but they just missed, that can be a really way to get in front of buyers. So again, we teach you all of this. We teach you how to do this inside of PaperCamp. Again, we provide the email and direct mail templates. We provide you with workflows to follow, catalog templates, examples of strategy plans that you can customize for your own business. But what I want to get through here is like, it's not about you being pushy. It's about you being thoughtful and present, helpful, and most importantly, consistent, because that is what leads to wholesale orders. So some folks have a tough time with this proactive outreach because they don't know what to say. They don't know when to send it. They don't know what to do. And we will answer all of that. We will give you the roadmap to follow. So that shouldn't be an issue. Some people have a little bit of mindset work to do about like, oh, I'm bothering people. I don't want to sound salesy. I don't want to sound pushy. I don't want people to be annoyed with me. I don't want them to unsubscribe. Like, and that's a little bit different because that's like a mindset issue. But I will tell you that your customers want to hear from you. The last stat I saw on this was that 49% of your customers want to hear from you via email in particular. And yet there's so many people who are not sending those emails. So just remind yourself, it's okay. People want to hear from you. So, okay, if you are feeling overwhelmed or maybe unsure of what your next step should be, I do want to recommend our free 25-minute workshop. It's real quick. It's proof2product.com/workshop. This workshop is not specifically about fair market strategy or even marketing with fair specifically, but it does walk you through some of those foundational pieces that you need to successfully sell wholesale. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that I want you to make platforms like Fair actually work for your business instead of just, you know, crossing your fingers and hoping that they will work for you on your own. Fair is working best for the brands that have strong wholesale foundations. Let me say that again. Fair is working best for the brands that have strong wholesale foundations. And there's a lot that you may be overlooking in your own brand. So we want to get those foundations really strong, and then we want to build and grow the strategies from there. So, okay, let's wrap this up. But yes, you should be pitching your products proactively. Being on Fair is wonderful and can have lots of perks, but also it's not the end-all be-all. I want you to be thinking like a CEO who's building a lasting, sustainable, and really scalable wholesale business. That's what I focus on, systems for sales and marketing in particular. So it's not one launch. It's not one lucky break. It's not one market that's going to make or break you. We want to build a strategy that supports your business and your wholesale sales all year long. So I hope this was helpful. I already got back to Lindsay on my response on this, but I wanted to elaborate here for all of you. I do appreciate you listening. And as always, if this episode was helpful, you could share it with a friend or tag me on Instagram at proof2product. I would love to hear what you're working on and how you're approaching wholesale season. We are in the midst right now, as I'm recording this, of wholesale buying season. We've got people at in-person trade shows. We've got people that just wrapped up Fair Market. And I want to remind you that this, again, as I said earlier in this episode, is a long game. No one market, trade show, sales event, campaign is going to make or break your business. We continue moving forward. We keep iterating. We keep learning from what we're doing. Okay. All right, friends. Don't forget too, I am hosting that workshop on August 12th at 9 o'clock Pacific time. The market is changing, and our strategies need to shift with it. So in this free workshop, I'm going to talk about how you can land consistent wholesale orders without over-relying on Fair, I should say, without sending out bad wholesale pitches, and without discounting. So if you want to RSVP for that, it's a free workshop on August 12th at 9 a.m. Pacific. RSVP at proof2product.com/RSVP. Again, that's proof2product.com/RSVP. All right, friends, I hope you're having a great day. I'll talk to you soon.